This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Eagle River Fire Department and community volunteers completed construction on the towers and have started building the walls of their 2025 ice castle. They've uploaded photos on their Facebook page under Northwoods Media Works LLC in the Vilas County community page. It's been a problem educators have been warning about. Now a state agency is adding some data. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A recent study by the Wisconsin Department of Administration projects a decline of nearly 200,000 Wisconsin residents by 2050. The report attributes the decrease in declining birth rates and the aging of the baby boom generation. While some counties like Dane are expected to grow, others, particularly in the northern part of the state, could see population declines of 15% or more. That could potentially add on to workforce shortages and create problems for those setting school budgets.
According to a press release from the city of Park Falls, Mayor Tara Turvert is pleased to confirm the rumors about a housing development in the works for Park Falls. The city has successfully secured nearly 20 acres of land off of Tower Road within the city limits for this development, which will be named the Pines at Park Falls. They anticipate the project will begin in May or June of 2025 if all goes according to plan. For almost 30 years, the DNR has been recognizing ethical hunters who honor the outdoor tradition responsibly, respectfully, and safely. Melissa Kay has more.
Established in 1997, the Ethical Hunter Award goes to the nominee showing exceptional moral actions and character while out in the field. A 5-person committee reviews the nominations and selects the person deemed most deserving. Examples of award nominations can include helping other hunters find lost game, assisting novice hunters, or protecting natural resources. Anyone can nominate a licensed Wisconsin hunter for their actions during the 2024 calendar year and can be for any hunting season throughout the state. Written nominations must also contain the name, address, and telephone number of the witness or witnesses. Nominations must be submitted by mail or email by January 31st. You can find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers fell behind early and lost to the Eagles 22-10 to bring Green Bay's season to an end. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and beat down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
Quarterback Jordan Love threw 3 interceptions in the game and was asked what happened to the Packers offense in losses to Minnesota, Chicago, and now Philadelphia.
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there and just wasn't good enough.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks 140-106. New York's Jalen Brunson with 41 points. The Bucks host the Sacramento Kings tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There have been many tragic stories about celebrities losing their homes in the Los Angeles wildfires. One celebrity, Sharon Stone, is going above and beyond to help those who have nothing as a result of the catastrophe. The Oscar-winning actress set up a co-op in her home where people can drop off clothes and food and has multiple friends and family who are homeless staying with her. Stone is also setting up a shelter for evacuees. Nice story. The film Better Man follows the life and adventures of a cocaine-snorting and sex-addicted monkey. The character is narrated by British pop sensation Robbie Williams because it's Williams who is being portrayed by the monkey. Williams told the Associated Press that the CGI monkey was cast perfectly because the film is full of his struggles with fame, addiction, and depression. And Williams says his character is more sympathetic that way as audiences care more for animals than humans. That is brilliant, makes total sense, and is sad all at the same time. Audrey Hepburn is considered one of the greatest movie stars of all time. Ariana Grande is just getting started with her big screen career comparatively, but there are rumors that she might play the iconic classic Hollywood Oscar winner in an upcoming biopic. Nothing has been confirmed, but it sounds like the Wicked actress is really interested in such a role, telling Access Hollywood that she has always been enamored with old Hollywood. Speaking of Grande, Wicked was just released on video on demand, and it's no surprise that one of the biggest movies of 2024 is seeing sales through the roof. The film is now available to stream in the US and Canada. Wicked pulled in $26 million on its first day of digital release, according to Variety, and ended up with $70 million after its first week. The nice thing about watching Wicked at home is you will not have strangers standing up and singing along. After meeting on the set of School of Rock over 2 decades ago, two students are tying the knot. When they were just 10 years old, Angelo Massagli, also referred to as Tough Guy in the film, and Caitlin Hale, aka Blondie, met while auditioning for the Jack Black film. The child actors connected again in 2018. By then, they had both left acting behind. Massagli is a lawyer, and Hale is now an OBGYN sonographer. The paths we take. Zombie and/or Cillian Murphy fans might be upset to know that the actor will not appear in the film 28 years later. There was speculation Cillian's character Jim might be in the new installment when a preview dropped with a zombie that had striking similarities to Murphy. The Oscar-winning Oppenheimer star confirmed he is not in the new film, but is open to appearing in future 28-day films. This third installment is actually the first film in a new trilogy. 28 years later opens in June of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's cold out there this morning with a wind chill hovering 20 to 25 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill well below zero all day today. Partly cloudy, 4 above this afternoon, back down to 5 below tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine, 10 above. We're back to the mid-20s by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 8 below.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.